good start, and trying to get through that first 5 minutes of the game, you know, stay on the ice, not give them any good scoring opportunities, and then until we get our feet under us from, you know, riding the bus over there and getting the bus legs out. And we got fortunate, though. You know, they had that one shot on net that, you know, sort of squeaked through Phoenix, and we've been on the other end of that. You know, that's a tough situation, but still, it happened so early in the game that there's a lot of hockey left, and from that point on, getting that first goal was huge, and I thought a real good play by Blake Piatto.
3:56, the time of the goal. Steros with his fourth goal of the weekend.
Taken out by Sweeney. Sweeney passed up for David Johnstone. Somehow got it back here as Piatto wanted to shoot. Takes to the net, scores! Reed Steros at the back door! What a play by Piatto! And again, it's Steros and Piatto for the third time this weekend. 1-0 Huskies.
Well, the Piatto had it, and then he kind of skated lower in the zone and then lost it. It was kind of a weird play.
Yeah, he came into the zone and mishandled a little bit, so he had to sort of loop around back towards the puck. And I haven't asked Blake this, but I'm going to ask him. Did you know that Reed Steros was going to the net, or did you just sort of throw the puck? You just wanted to throw it at the net, because if he knew Reed was there and he made that pass there, that's a big time play. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen a play like that since I saw Brian Swanson playing for the Omaha Lancers in 1990 or something like that. But that was a big time play by Blake if he was intending to do that. But that's a huge goal, and what can you say about Reed Steros? I mean, I think he's got a chance for another Rookie of the Week,
sure,
or even Player of the Week. So big goal for us on the road to give us some momentum.
They come back at the 6:12 mark of the second period. We lead 1-0 after one. Northern with really a lot of good chances in that first period, 14-6. They outshoot us. Was that indicative of the play, do you think, Coach, the shot differential?
Not necessarily. I mean, what they did, though, is they controlled sort of the territorial play. They were in our zone a lot. You know, we turned the puck over on our transition of trying to get into their zone quite a bit. They sort of came out pretty easy in their zone, and they really made it tough for our defense. When they pressed us, they forechecked us a lot harder than they did Friday night here, and it gave our defensemen some fits. So we were in our zone a lot more the first period than I would have liked. And now, having said that, though, we limited them to their opportunities that they had. So I don't think that when you look at the shot chart, it's not like they have a lot of grade A's right in front of the net.
Dominic Schein ties the game up at the 6:12 mark in a power play goal, his fifth of the season. And take us through a little bit of what you thought on that penalty kill, Coach.
You know, I thought we did a real good job for the most part. You know, the whole game, I thought we did. You know, obviously we did a great job Friday night. And then Saturday, we did a pretty good job. And the goal basically was caused by a turnover. We have the puck. Our defenseman has it on his stick. All he has to do is go off the glass hard or off the sideboards hard. But for some reason, he decides, this is the sense of urgency that you need. And these young guys have to understand that you need a sense of urgency, and you have to understand the situation and manage the game. And for some reason, he decides he's going to go right up the middle of the ice, you know, not right up the middle, but not off the boards or off the glass, and he hits one of their guys. Mm-hmm. He shoots it right into one of their players, and, you know, bounces right to their guy, shoots it in the net. Like, Phoenix had no chance. But he had a lot of different things our defenseman could have done there. And that's we're late in the season now. You should understand that. I mean, you should have learned from that. And people wonder why I get a little emotional or concerned, but you have to understand that situation and the urgency all wrapped into it, and we did not understand that in that situation. I was disappointed. If they make a great play and they beat you, and great, but when you have the puck on your stick like that, you have to manage it, and you have to make sure, especially when you're on the road. We talk about four things on the road. Number one, you need goaltending. Number two, you have to stay on the ice. You cannot take unnecessary penalties. Number three, you have to limit your turnovers and manage the game, manage the situation. And then number four, take care of your scoring opportunities, because you're not going to get a lot on the road. But in that situation, we did not manage the puck. There, I'm done.
Oh, I agree with you. And that tied it up 1-1 at the 6:12 mark, but the Huskies come back. Daniel Holmberg back in the lineup on Friday night, back in the lineup on Saturday night, and was able to get the lead back for Michigan Tech.
He'll hold it in. sends it over to the side. Bolton with a shot, hit the side of the net. Now it's Hedl up to the front. Shot by Holmberg. He scores! Daniel Holmberg with the goal. And the Huskies taking 2-1 lead with 5:56 left to go in the second period.
Daniel Holmberg with a nice shot there, Coach, and a great feed from behind the net.
That was a big goal for us because we had had to kill a couple penalties off, and then obviously we had our own power play, so it was just at the end of a power play there. But a good play by Blake Piedla. We talked a lot about trying to work their defensemen down low and thought we could have success using the back of the net and pivoting off guys. And Blake Hiedela did a great job and found Daniel Holmberg all alone. And Daniel found a spot in front of the net. It's what I call the quiet area or a soft spot in their defense. And good for Daniel Holmberg. You know, he hasn't played a lot. He came in the lineup this weekend, and he made no mistake on that. And that was a big goal for us.
So that gave us a 2-1 lead. The Wildcats tied up. Shortly after that, at the 17:37 mark, Ryan Daugherty gets his fifth of the season. Stefan Vijay and Mashmeyer get the assists. And great play by the Wildcats and great intensity by Daugherty, who was really a thorn in our side, I thought, the whole week. And just the way that he plays kind of on the edge there and is tough in the corners.
Yeah, he had a good weekend. I've known him for a while, obviously. A kid from Texas, and I recruited one of his buddies when I was at Michigan. But he's a big, strong kid. He's really improved his skating. You know, he's a tough kid, but he's sort of, you know, he's played more hockey and not worried about all the extracurricular stuff. But again, I thought we did a good job on the PK. They get a point shot, and he comes in, and we have two defensemen right in front of the net, and he just sort of comes between them and gets the rebound before Phoenix can put his glove on it. And one of our defensemen should have seen that. After that point shot's taken, you got to turn and look for a body and get a stick, and we did not do that in that situation. And I thought we were doing a real good job killing penalties, but obviously that ties the game, and now we're going in the third period. 20-minute game for two huge points.
And we got it. And a big goal by Tanner Carroll. Alex Patan with the shot redirected, and this hit the 4:49 mark of the third period to give the Huskies the lead in what ended up being the game-winning goal.
Ike ties him up, and here's Tanner Carroll scooping up a loose puck. Over for Patan. His shot. He scores! Alex Patan put it in! Tipped in front by Tanner Carroll, actually. And it went off of a crossbar at the top of the goal and in, and the Huskies take their third lead of the game, 3-2.
Now, still 15 minutes left to go in the game, and so much happened after that. But for us to hold on there, it was really quite remarkable.
Well, it was a huge goal, big-time goal. I mean, that goal, you know, we might be looking back at that goal at some point here and point to that goal and saying, wow, that was the goal that put us in the position we're in today. But great play, give and go there. Tanner's got great speed, so he fed the puck wide to Alex as he's approaching their blue line. And then we talk about that middle drive. Like the middle guy, move the puck wide, and who's ever in the middle of the ice, you go to that far post as fast and as hard as you can. And Tanner did, and that, you know, gives a situation. The defenseman's either going to stay with you, the weak side defenseman, or he's going to back off. And Alex Patan, and you know, he sort of tricked him. He looked like he was going to shoot it. He wound up like he was going to take a slap shot. Did not, came down and just threw it across to Tanner, who obviously had beat their defenseman going to the net. And all he had to do was lay his stick out and just redirect it into the net. And a big goal gave us, obviously, the lead again. And that's a key point on the road. We played from ahead pretty much the whole game. We never played from behind.
Right.
So we're either ahead or tied in the game. And if you can go do that on the road, I think that really helps your chances, obviously, of having success on the road.
All right, Coach, we got a call. Let's see if this is for Coach Pearson. Hi, you're on the air with Coach Mel Pearson. All right. That's what I worry about with that stuff.
That was a good question.
Okay, so...
But big goal.
It
big
was
goal.
A big goal, yeah. So Tanner Carroll then takes a hit at about the 12-minute mark of the third period. It ends up at a 5-minute major power play for us. What is Tanner Carroll okay, as far as we know?
Yeah, he's okay. And there have been some high hits all game. And that's how I talked to the referees after the second period briefly. And I said, hey, you guys are doing a good job. My only concern is the high hits. You know, the hits to the head, you know, just that's, be careful, because there were a lot of them in the game, you know, and not a lot of them, but a few, and those are the ones that concern you. Those are the things, the hitting from behind, and obviously the high hits to the head when there's some velocity there around the boards we're trying to get rid of. But obviously, good call by the referees. Now we get the 5-minute major with only about